Let's talk to the man in charge of the Cowboys. We're going to call the Star and get a hold of Jerry Jones to see if he's thinking about Earl Thomas.
Dallas Cowboys practice facility.
Jerry Jones, please.
He's not here right now. Daddy had to step out because Mama found some more lipstick on his collar, so I'm answering the phone.
Who is this?
Little Steven.
Oh, hey, Steven. It's the Musers.
Little Steven. Who's this that's talking to me on this here telephone?
It's Craig and George from the Ticket.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are the ones on the radio that talk about my daddy and Roosevelt.
Right.
And make jokes about how my little brother always is Rowdy the mascot.
Yeah, we've probably said that a time. Oh, you think it's funny, huh?
I think it's funny, yeah. I like y'all. I listen and I giggle, but Mama gets mad when Daddy has y'all.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, sometimes she throws her heels at the clock radio.
Oh no. Well, we're sorry.
Bust it up and breaks it. Daddy has to get out the hot glue.
Oh, he fixes it.
Well, while we got you on the line, I mean, you seem to make a lot of decisions out there. Are y'all going to sign Earl Thomas?
Well, that's what I'm telling Daddy. I tell Daddy that he needs to sign that Earl Thomas because he's a good safety man from the Seattle.
And Baltimore, too.
And
yeah.
Baltimore.
You might want to think about this before you sign him.
But Daddy says that he's worried that Earl Thomas has some character issues.
Character?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, Daddy, you didn't care about your character issues when you hired yourself to be GM. Why are you worried about it now?
That's a fair point.
But that was the same Jedi mind trick logic that I used on Daddy when we hired Greg Hardy and Terrell Owens and Demetrius Underwood and Joseph Randall and Pac-Man Jones and Des Bryant and Zeke Elliott, and goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Okay, so it's worked.
Yeah, it's about how you play the game, right?
That's what exactly right, George. Yeah. Thank you, George.
Don't say my name like that.
This Mike McCarthy, he's already creating quite a havoc up here at this here Star.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He done plugged up 14 toilets.
Oh dear. We don't want to know that.
Uh-huh. Sometimes he sits on that there toilet for about an hour and a half.
Oh, that's a long time.
Uh-huh. He'll sit for 45 minutes, and then he flushes, and then sits in there for another 45 minutes and flushes again.
Good oh, God.
I asked him, I said, Hey, Mr. Coach. Why do you sit in there on that there toilet for 45 minutes and I hear a flush and then you stay in there for another 3/4 hour?
three quarters of an hour?
Right.
Okay, I got you.
And he said, well, it's real simple, little Steven. He said, you build a stack and then you get rid of it, then make another one.
Oh, my
gross.
God.
That's sick.
That's what he said.
Doesn't say
he
that.
He said he puts all the number two out of his body until he feels the pile, he touches his balls, and then he flushes again.
He does not talk like a 3-year-old.
Oh, no, Daddy just walked in here.
Good.
Oh, what are you doing on it? Hello.
Jerry, it's the Musers.
Did Steven tell you about McCarthy been clogging up the toilet?
Yeah, he told us that story.
Damn, we don't want to talk about that.
Damn, but he's been telling everybody that story. I apologize to Mike for him telling everybody that.
Well, yeah.
But he ain't lying.
Well, we don't want to talk about that.
I mean, it's bad, too. They had to bring Elon Musk Boring Company in here to rat out that toilet in the coach's office last time.
I don't know about that.
What else can I tell you about McCarthy? Well, I can tell you he's got a large head.
Yeah?
I mean, that cranium is almost Shrek-like, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big head.
But fortunately, it's full of football knowledge. That's what we're counting on. Football knowledge he's got in that there head of his. And he's already started constructing his own barn beside the practice field.
Oh.
He has to have his sports barn everywhere he goes.
It's all about the barn.
Uh-huh. And I have to fly him up to Pennsylvania every other weekend to buy him a Gulfstream of Philly cheesesteaks. Man, that guy loves his cheesesteaks.
That's his food of choice, huh?
Y'all staying away from that there COVID.
Trying to.
So far, so good.
Yeah, I've had to cut way back on photo shoots with Hooters waitresses in restrooms. Like,
right. Smart move.
Just being a little bit safer. And my grandson, Spalding, he's been handling most of the day-to-day duties up here at the Cowboys.
Spalding has?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow. That's why this thing's going so poorly. I tell you, I'm trying my best to hand off this team to a family member, but so far not a one of them has proven worthy. Not a one of them.
What about Charlotte?
Charlotte, she's just in it for the shopping.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah, Charlotte just likes to shop, and she likes designing outfits. You know, she designs the Cowboy cheerleader uniforms.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
I think that was in place.
And she even designed the new Cowboy uniforms, but we're not going with them because she's got them in hot pants and go-go boots, too. Every one of her designs looks the same thing. She's kind of got that Mike Brady syndrome. Everything she designs looks exactly the same.
Timely.
Is Brady Bunch still
on?
Oh,
yeah.
That's still
I guess it is still on
reruns,
somewhere.
I guess, yeah.
All right, then. I got to get going. What's that? Oh, I'm just getting word here from Roosevelt. What's that now? Okay. All right. So, apparently, Mike McCarthy has taken out the entire west wing of restrooms that we've got here at the Star. So I got to get going. All good morning to you.
There goes Jarrah and little Steven from the Star. Now he got it hung up. All right, it's 8:47.